Ni hao. My name is Thomas Chen, and I am a minister here at Breakaway Christian Fellowship. 我是陈元. <laughs> 在这里。 我的国语不太好。 Well, just tell you a little bit more. I grew up in CCIC.
我在CCIC长大。
And I've been ministering at CCIC San Jose as a youth minister and recently transitioned to serving here at Breakaway.
我一直是在CCIC青年组的当传道人, 最近我才到了这边的成人的聚会。
And so it's been a joy just serving the young people and just allowing God to work here with them.
我非常高兴我可以在这里 服侍弟兄姊妹们。
And I'm very thankful that I could be here to praise the Lord, the same Lord, with all of you.
我很高兴我可以在这里跟和弟兄姊妹们一起敬拜同一位真神。
And thank you for the opportunity for me to be able to speak here, speak God's word here.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们给我这样子的机会, 我可以在这里来传讲神的信息。
You know, when I grew up, I had a lot of questions for God.
我长大的路程中, 我有很多的问题。
Such as, God, why didn't you make me taller?
比如说, 神啊, 你为什么不叫我长高一点?
God, why did you make me look so much like my brother?
你为什么不叫我长得像我哥哥一样?
But then we look alike, but why is he the smart one?
我们两个长得很像, 为什么他是比较聪明的那一个呢?
Why is he that he got the high SAT scores, a good grades, gone to Berkeley? He was the perfect child for an Asian parent.
为什么他的成绩总是比我好, 然后他去伯克莱大学, 他总是中国家长们心目中的最理想的孩子。
Why don't the girls that I like me back?
为什么我喜欢的女孩她们不喜欢我?
Why are the girls that I don't like, they like me?
为什么我不喜欢的女孩子她们偏偏喜欢我呢?
Why haven't you given me a girlfriend, God?
神啊, 你为什么还不给我一个女朋友呢?
I had a lot of girl issues growing up.
我长大的过程中我有很多的问题关于女孩子方面的问题。
Or maybe I should say I didn't have any girl issues and that was the issue.
那个问题可能就是因为我们一直都没有女朋友。
God, why didn't you let me pass the driver's test? I only ran that stop sign.
神啊, 你为什么让我, 驾照考试的时候不通过呢? 我只不过忘记停了一下。
Why is it every time that we go on a trip with a team or whatnot, I'm the only one who loses their luggage?
为什么我们每次出去玩的时候, 这个掉行李的总是我呢?
God, why did you let my good friend die of cancer when she was 21?
神啊, 你为什么让我的好朋友在她21岁的时候就因为癌症而去世呢?
Why did you let my good friend who grew up in the church leave you?
你为什么让我的朋友在教会里面长大,可是他长大以后却失去了他的信仰呢?
And you might have questions in your life as you grew up or as you even right now.
在你长大的过程中,在你的信仰过程中,你可能有同样的问题。
It's like, why did this happen or why didn't that happen?
为什么这个发生在我身上? 为什么那个不发生?
Why does everything bad happen to me?
为什么坏事总是落在我头上?
Why does God allow my kids to grow up the way they are?
为什么让我的孩子长大,长成是像现在这个样子?
Why would God, you let my loved one pass away like that?
你为什么让我最亲爱的亲人这么早就去世呢?
Sometimes God doesn't make sense.
很多时候神并不可理喻。
And we don't understand what he's doing.
我们不知道他到底在干什么。
And we know that God is somehow in control, and because he's in control, we feel like he's just doesn't make sense at all.
我们知道神掌控一切, 但是因为就是因为他掌控一切, 所以我们常常不能理喻。
So how are we to respond to that? How are we to go on?
我们怎么样能够回应这样子的情形, 然后继续我们的生活呢?
How are we to make sense out of times when things don't make sense?
我们怎么样继续我们的生活, 特别是在这种不能理解的这种环境里呢?
Today I want to suggest that when God doesn't make sense,
我有一点点的建议给你们,
is that when God doesn't make sense, it may be a good thing.
当神没有办法理解的时候, 这可能是一件好事。
That is, when we don't understand God, this could be great opportunities in our faith and in our character.
当我们不能理解神的时候，这正是一个很好的机会，我们可以在灵命上面成长。
Just think, when was a time when you grew in your faith, when we were able to grow a lot in our faith?
回想一下，在你生命的过程中，什么时候你的生命成长是最迅速的呢？
Was it when things totally made sense and everything was clear and we understood everything?
是那个时候你每件事情对你来说都是很清楚的时候吗？
Or maybe it was during the times when things weren't clear and we didn't understand everything.
还是因为情况非常的不明，然后我们很忧惧。
And perhaps it's during those times when we were able to depend upon God and grow in our faith.
可能就是那样子的机会，我们可以在神里面长大，然后能够信靠神。
Because when God doesn't make sense, it could actually be a good thing.
所以当神不是那么给礼遇的时候，那正是一个好机会可以成长。
Now, if there was anybody in the Bible that felt this way, that God didn't make any sense, it would be the prophet Habakkuk.
圣经里面有一个人物，他正是面临这样子的环境，神对他来说是不可理喻的，那就是先知。
This prophet Habakkuk had a lot of questions in his life.
Habakkuk 在他的生命中有很多的问题。
Listen to some of his questions that he asked God directly.
我们来看一下他跟神问了哪些的问题。
He said, God, why is it, or how long do I have to cry out for help before you listen?
他说，耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？
Why do you make me look at injustice?
我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。
Why do you tolerate wrong?
你为何使我看见罪孽?
Why are you silent now?
你为何看着奸恶而不理呢?
So these are some of Habakkuk's questions that he had for God, and he wrestled with these questions.
这些是他对神的问题跟抱怨，他有很多的挣扎。
So I want us to look at his questions and how he was able to wrestle and struggle through them.
我们来看一看他的问题，然后来看一看我们他怎么样来解决这些问题。
And then how can we, as people of God, how do we struggle with these questions and how are we able to get through them as well?
我们是神的子民，那我们怎么样来解决同样的问题呢？
How can you and I respond in a way that we can allow these times to be opportunities for good?
我们怎么样有一个正确的回应，可以让这个时候是一个我们成长的好机会呢？
How is it that when God doesn't make sense, it could actually be a good thing?
那怎么样这个当我们不理解神的时候反而是一件祝福是一件好事呢
So let's take a look at the book of Habakkuk, if you could turn there.
让我们来看一看哈巴谷书。
Now let's give you a little background on this book here.
让我给你一点这个背景。
Now the Assyrian Empire, it has been dominant for more than a century by this time.
亚述帝国在这个时候已经在这个政治舞台上面强盛了一百年。
But what was happening was that the Assyrian Empire was passing from the scene. It was declining.
但是亚述帝国现在正在衰败中。
And the problem that some prophets had during this time was, why is it that this Assyrian Empire was passing from the scene?
他在质问为什么亚述帝国现在正在衰败当中。
Because the Assyrian Empire was used by God as his instrument of judgment upon the nation of Israel.
因为他知道亚述帝国是神所使用的工具来惩罚以色列。
So their thinking was, well, why then is God allowing them to go away and leaving Judah unpunished for her sins?
他的问题是为什么神让亚述帝国衰败而没有来惩罚犹大国呢？
So this was the backdrop to Habakkuk's questions.
这个是他的问题的历史背景。
Because if you were ever to read through Habakkuk, you notice he has complaints. He complains, God answers, he complains, God answers, and so on.
你如果把哈巴谷书全部读一遍的话，你会发现他跟神有几个对话。他问了问题，神回答；他又问问题，神又回答。
So let's look at this. Look at his first complaint in chapter 1, verse 2.
我们来看看他的第一个抱怨。
He says this. He says, How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong?
第一个抱怨是在哈巴谷书第一章第一节第二节，他说：“耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救？你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？”
He says, God, I'm calling to you. Why is it you have an answer? Why are you silent? What is going on here?
神啊，我呼求你，你为什么还不答应我呢？为什么你这样子的安静呢？到底怎么回事呢？
And so this brought about a response from God in verses 5 through 11.
第
And God basically says, okay, don't worry. Look, I'm going to take care of this.
神说, 不用担心,
In fact, I'm going to do something you won't even believe.
我会做一个奇妙的事情,
I'm going to raise up the Babylonians. And now the Babylonians would be my instrument of divine punishment towards the people of Israel. Now, Habakkuk now thinks, well, okay, now this doesn't make sense even more. This makes less sense, I should say.
哈巴谷说,
You're going to use the Babylonians to punish your people?
Look at verse 12.
This is what it says. It says, O Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, we will not die. O Lord, you have appointed them to execute judgment. O Rock, you have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves?
神的回答是在十二节，这个哈巴谷的问题是在十二节，他说：“耶和华我的神，我的圣者啊，你不是从亘古而有的吗？我们必不致死。耶和华，你派定他为刑罚人，磐石啊，你设立他为要惩治人。你眼目清洁，不看邪僻。” 不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？
Question was, God, how can a just God use a wicked nation like Babylon as an instrument for punishment?
这个问题是为什么神可以用一个不公义的民族来惩罚一个属神的百姓呢？
Now Habakkuk's not suggesting that the people of Judah did not deserve God's punishment.
哈巴谷并不是说犹大人不值得惩罚。
Rather, if God gave the Babylonians over a victory over Judah, wouldn't that show God's approval of this wicked nation?
如果神用加勒底人来惩罚犹大人，那岂不是说神是站在加勒底人那一边吗？
You know, this didn't make any sense of Habakkuk, using a godless nation of Babylon to bring judgment on God's very people.
对哈巴谷说，这是不能理解的，为什么神用一个不敬畏神的民族来惩罚一个属神的民族呢？
It makes no sense.
完全不能理解。
And so throughout this book, you see Habakkuk with these questions, asking God, what is going on? I don't understand you.
哈巴谷书里面一直都有这样子的问题，神啊，到底是为什么？我不能明白。
Even though he had a lot of questions and he struggled with so many things, he didn't just stay there.
虽然他有很多的问题，他不明白，但是他并没有停止不前。
See, these questions led to God responding.
因为他的问题，神有回答他。
Which led to a change in perspective that Habakkuk actually was able to have.
让哈巴谷能够看见他以前所没有看见的。
In fact, I want us to look at the last verses in chapter 3, verse 17 to 19.
让我们来看一看第3章17节到19节。
Look at what he says. He says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, okay? Though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls,
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Verse 18. Even though all these bad things are happening, he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and enables me to go on the heights.
虽然他不能够明白这些，但是十八节里面他说：“然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。”
He says, though all these bad things are happening, though this, though that, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
虽然有这么多坏事，这么多的难处在我的身上，但是我还是要在你里面喜乐。
How does Habakkuk go from a place of complaining and not understanding where he was to a place where he trusts in God and says, God, you are my strength, and I will rejoice in you?
哈巴谷是怎么样从一个充满了抱怨有难处的一个环境进入到一个在神里面可以喜乐的这种境界呢？
I believe there are a few things we can learn from Habakkuk's struggle with all these questions.
我相信我们可以从这些的经节里面我们可以学到一些宝贵的教训。
See, how can we get to a place where situations may not change, but we rejoice in God and know that He is our strength?
我们怎么样从在一个难处看来是不会有改变的进入到另外一个境界我们可以在神里面在主里面有喜乐。
How can we turn confusion and times when God doesn't make sense into times that are good?
怎么样在一个混乱不清的环境里面是我们是不能理解神的环境里面进入到一个喜乐的环境。
And the first thing we can learn from Habakkuk is that we pray and we listen.
第一件事情我们可以学到的就是我们祷告然后我们听。
That is, we bring it before God, honestly, and we let Him speak to us.
那就是我们来到神的面前，很诚实的，我们祷告，然后我们让神跟我们说话。
See, what do you notice about Habakkuk's questions?
你注意到哈巴谷问了一些什么问题吗？
I see he's bold and he's honest.
我们看到哈巴谷他非常的大胆，他非常的诚实。
It's a picture of how intimate we can be with God.
那是一个图像，我们看到他跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
That we could bring our complaints before God and we could come before Him and just say, God, what is going on? I don't understand this.
我们可以来到神的面前，很大胆的跟神说，神啊，我不明白，到底发生了什么事，为什么是这个样子呢？
See, if I'm not as close to someone, I'm not going to go to them. I'm going to complain to someone else.
如果我跟这个人不是很亲密的话，我不会直接很大胆的跟他诚实的说话，我会到另外一个人的面前来抱怨。
When I'm able to come directly to the person, it shows that I am intimate with them and that I could come to them and ask, what is going on?
当我可以来到一个人的面前，很大胆、诚实的跟他说的时候，我相信我跟他是有一个很直接、很亲密的关系。
Being able to be real before someone shows intimacy.
我们必须要很诚实、很真实。我们就可以看出我们跟他的一个亲密的关系。
I think a lot of times because we see God as such a holy God, which He is, a lot of times we feel like I can't come before Him as I am.
有时候我们把神看成是一个高高在上圣洁的神，我们很怕来到他的面前。
And so we make sure we look the best and I put on a tie before I get to God.
我们在他来到他面前的时候打上领带穿上西装，然后我们装着很圣洁的样子。
And we want to be our best, and so we make sure that the words we say are in a sense filtered, or what should I say? Just it's cleaned up a little.
我们来到神的面前，我们常常把自己打扮得很干净，然后做一些很圣洁的事情。
And it's true that God deserves our best.
没有错，神值得我们最崇高的敬拜。
But I believe our best is our hearts. It's us.
我们最崇高的敬拜乃是我们自己，我们从心里面发出。
I mean, God knows what we're hiding, right? God knows what I'm hiding. He just wants me to come before Him with my mess.
神知道我的内心隐藏了些什么，他只是要我们很诚实的来到他的面前。
I believe Habakkuk did that. He just came before God and with his mess, and he didn't understand.
哈巴谷就是这样子很诚实的来到神的面前。
And what's amazing about Habakkuk here is that not only did he pray, right, and just, in a sense, just lay everything before God.
他来到神的面前，他不只是祷告，他把所有的抱怨都摊在神的面前。
But he also listened.
而且他听。
Because listening really is a part of prayer, isn't it?
聆听是祷告的一个部分。
If you look at chapter 2, verse 1, look at what he says here, after his complaint, okay?
在第一章里面。
He says, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint.
对不起，第二章第一节，我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说些什么话，我可以用什么话向他诉冤。
See, now that he just complained and brought everything before God, now he says, I'm going to station myself and I'm going to wait for God to answer me.
他不只是来到神的面前抱怨，把所有的埋怨都摊在神的面前。他来到神的面前，他说：“我要站在这里，我要听听神跟我说些什么。”
Now let's say I'm going to hang out and get together with this great guy Aaron. Okay, let's say Aaron, let's go for some coffee. So Aaron, let's meet this afternoon at Starbucks over there, and let's meet at 3 o'clock.
亚伦弟兄, 我们下午3点钟在咖啡店见面。
Let's say I go there and Aaron doesn't show up.
那我到了咖啡店, 结果亚伦弟兄并没有出现。
Why?
为什么? 为什么呢?
Why didn't he show up?
为什么不出现呢?
So I get mad.
我就很生气。
I waited 5 minutes.
我等了5分钟。
Too long.
太长了,5分钟。
So I go home.
所以我就回家了。
Now next time I see Aaron at church.
下一次我在教会里面碰到亚伦弟兄的时候,
亚伦弟兄怎么搞了?
亚伦弟兄,
like what happened?
怎么了? 发生什么事了?
And I asked all these questions. I go, Aaron, I was waiting there 5 minutes. What's going on?
亚伦弟兄到底怎么回事? 我在咖啡店里面点了5分钟, 然后等了好久,你都没有出现, 为什么呢?
And then I turn around and I walk away.
然后我就转头就走。
Now that's very different than if I was to say the very same things. I don't know, what's all that stuff.
这个跟你说了很多的话,
but instead of turning away and walking away, I stand there and I listen.
如果停在那个地方,听我怎么样回答, 而不是转头就走。
And so I ask him, what is going on? And I genuinely want to know.
我问他很多的问题,发生了什么事,为什么你没有来? 那我真的很想知道发生了什么事。
So, why, Aaron?
为什么呢? 亚伦弟兄?
You can make something up.
Was he in a traffic jam?
Traffic jam. See, I have now just given him an opportunity to help me understand his point of view, right?
那我现在就让亚伦弟兄有一个机会来辩解他为什么迟到或者是没有准时出现。
Now the ball is in my court, right? Now I get to choose, well, do I keep getting mad at him or do I show compassion?
现在这个篮球就丢到我的手中了,我可以决定我要继续对他生气呢,还是我做其他的反应。
So hopefully I'm mature enough and that I would understand, wow, traffic jams, okay, I understand that.
希望我够成熟,我可以说,哦,原来是塞车了。
And I start feeling compassion. I feel sorry he had to sit through traffic.
那我会有一个同情心,哦,他很糟糕,在这个车里面待了很久,因为塞车。Because
what that means is he just got there late and I wasn't there.
那就是为什么他迟到了,而我转头就走了呢?
You know, when we come before God, a lot of times I have a lot of complaints or I have a lot of things to say to God.
我们来到神的面前,我们有很多的抱怨,我们要说很多话。
And then we turn around, or I turn around, and I just walk away.
然后我们就转头就走。
I don't give him an opportunity to really allow me to see his point of view.
我们并没有让神有机会跟我们说他的角度是什么。
But see, when I pray and just... I just wait, and I just, like a back, I just stand there and wait.
当我祷告的时候, 我在那个地方, 我等候,
I give him an opportunity to show his heart to me.
我让神能够让我看见他的心。
God, why did you let my friend fall away from the church?
神啊, 你为什么让我的好朋友离开了教会?
I wait and I listen.
那我就等候。
And when we wait and listen, what prayer does is prayer changes us.
当我等候我听的时候, 就改变了我的生命。
And instead of continuing to ask these questions, I come to a place where I understand God's heart.
不只是抱怨,抱怨,抱怨, 而是听,然后我就可以知道神的心意到底是什么。
Maybe God wants me to continue to pray for this friend.
也许神要我继续为我的好朋友来祷告。And
as I continue to pray for this friend, God's going to continue to enlarge my heart for the people that don't know him.
当我继续为我的朋友好朋友来祷告的时候, 神也扩张我的地界, 让我对很多不认识他的人也来祷告。And
with that, I'm able to really see his heart for his people.
那我就真正可以看见神的心意在这些不认识他的人身上是什么。
I mean, I don't know the exact answer, but at least it gives me an eternal perspective to the situation.
虽然这不是我要的答案,但是它让我看见神的心意是什么。
So we pray and we listen.
那我们祷告,我们也听。
And actually God sometimes answers, sometimes he doesn't. But here in chapter 2, verse 2 to 20, God actually answers Habakkuk.
有时候神, 回应，有时候神不回应，但是在第二章第二节到十二节，神回应了他。
And just to sum it up, what God's saying, He's saying, even though the world is in confusion, God makes no sense, the righteous person has a responsibility to live faithfully with integrity.
虽然神不能够理解这个环境是很混乱，但是一个义人他有责任，义人因信而生。
And He tells Habakkuk, you know what? I'm going to punish the Babylonians in my time. Okay, they're going to be dealt with.
他告诉哈巴谷说，我要按照我的时间来惩罚加勒底人。
But until then, I'm going to use them however I want to use them.
在那个之前，我要怎么使用它，我就怎么使用它们。
I mean, God makes no sense. We could turn these opportunities for good if we pray and we listen.
当神不能够让我们理解的时候，我们可以让这个机会变成是一个好的机会来成长。
So, how else can we grow? How else are we able to go on when God doesn't make sense?
要不然我们怎么样在一个神不能让我们理解的环境里面，我们可以成长呢？
The second thing is that we can have faith in the character of God.
第二件事情是我们可以信靠神的属性。
That is, we trust in His character, we trust in who He is.
我们信靠他是神。
See, because Habakkuk prayed and he listened, he was able to hear from God. And as he heard from God, he was able to see, this is the God that I have.
当哈巴谷祷告而聆听的时候，他就可以看见神是怎么样的一位神。
In chapter 3, verse 2, it's a key verse in Habakkuk.
在第三章第二节，这是一个很重要的经节。
Where Habakkuk comes to a point where he says, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day, in our time make them known. In wrath, remember mercy.
在第三章第二节里面，哈巴谷说，耶和华啊，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华啊，求你在这里这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
Habakkuk puts his trust in what he knows about God. He puts his faith in the character of God.
当哈巴谷认识神的时候，他就把他的信靠放在神的身上。
He says, Lord, I've heard of your fame. I know what you've done. I know who you are, and I stand in all of it.
他说，神啊，我听见你名声，我知道你做了一些有什么样的作为。
So my prayer is, God, renew them. Renew them in our time.
所以我的祷告就变成，神啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，复兴你的作为。
And this is the picture of a trusting relationship with God. It's that, God, I don't know what's going on, but I know who you are, and I trust in you.
我们看到有一个信赖的关系，我们虽然不知道发生什么事，但是我愿意信靠。
Now, about a year ago, I think, I have this niece, my wife's sister's kid, and she was about 2 years old.
我有一个侄女，是我太太妹妹的孩子。
And she was over, and I had a chance to take her to the Children's Discovery Museum.
我有机会带她到圣何西的博物馆。
And it was an uncle niece time. It was very special.
这是一个很特别这个舅舅
很好的
舅舅子女的很好的关系时间。
And I didn't really have much opportunities to really hang out with her, just me and her.
我们有一段时间一起相处。
But I took her and she was in the car and she was very happy.
我带着她，我开车带着她，她在她车里非常的高兴。
Now it's amazing that she just knows that we're going somewhere nice.
她知道我们要去一个很好玩的地方。
I mean, what if I just dropped her off on the side of the street? I mean, I wouldn't, but.
如果我就是把它扔在路边。
Okay, I guess we have to be careful in our translation. I know I trust Aaron, but make sure this stuff isn't translated wrong. Okay.
虽然我不会把它扔在路边的。
I will not. Right. I could have just drove to LA and left her there and drove back.
我也可以把开车开到洛杉矶去，然后把它留在洛杉矶。
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to keep thinking evil thoughts. This is weird. Okay.But I didn't, and she knows that we're going to the museum. She was just happy.
我不愿意再继续这些很奇怪的想法，但是我的子女就知道我们要去一个很好玩的地方，她有这样子的信心。
And then when we got out of the car, you know, she's holding my hand, and she was just really trust me.
我们下车的时候，她拉着我的手，我们就她很信赖我。
And I realize it's not necessary she knows exactly where she's going.
她可能不知道她要去什么地方。
But she knows the person who's holding her hand.
但是她认识这个人，牵着她手的这个人。
And she knows that this uncle is hopefully a good uncle.
她知道这个是一个很好的舅舅。
And she trusts that.
她信靠这个舅舅。
You know, a lot of times we don't know where we're going, and the road may seem dark, and we may go through tunnels. Who knows?
很多时候我们的前途不明，有时候我们是在一个隧道里面。
But we trust in the character of God because He is the one who leads us.
我们信赖神的属性，我们知道他会带领我们。
And when we're walking the road, sometimes we'll trip, we'll fall, we'll sprain our ankle or scrape our knee.
我们走在路上的时候，有时候我们会跌倒，我们会摔跤。
But God is the one who continues to hold our hand with His little pinky. I mean, sorry, His huge, infinite pinky.
但是神是那一位用他的小拇小指头牵着我们手的那一位真神。
And because we hold on to Him, we can trust in who He is, even though things don't make sense around us.
因为我们就抓住他的手，我们就知道我们可以是很安全的。
When God makes no sense, we can grow if we have the faith in who God is.
当神不能理解的时候，但是我们仍然可以有这样子的信心，因为我们知道他是神。
And lastly, when God doesn't make sense, we can also rejoice.
当神不能够理解的时候，我们还是可以有喜乐。
We can take joy. We can see the goodness even and especially during these times.
我们可以在一个困难的环境里面仍然有喜乐。
And in a sense, this is a result of being able to pray and listen and have faith, is it leads us to rejoice.
这是因为我们能够祷告，我们能够聆听，我们在它里面可以有喜乐。
And I like the song selections today. It talks about, you know, times of trials and everything.
我喜欢今天的诗歌，它告诉我们在世上有苦难的时候。
You know, during times when things seem dark, does Jesus care?
在一个很黑暗的时代里面，耶稣还关心我们吗？
And when we realize that Jesus does care, we rejoice. It's, wow, He does care.
当我们知道耶稣还在乎我们的时候，我们就在他里面有喜乐。
Now I want us to look at the last verses again.
让我们来看一看最后一节。
In chapter 3, verse 17.
第三章17节。
Where He talks about though this, though that, right? Though the fig tree does not bud, there are no grapes in the vines, crop fails, fields produce no food, no sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stalls.
在第十七节里面他说虽然这样，虽然那样，但是他说虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地也不生粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Now, for us, it might not be a big deal if you don't have trees or cattle or anything.
对我们来说，那不是很重要。如果我们没有果子，没有牛，
I mean, we might look at it and go, great, that's less things to water.
我们可能会说，太好了，我们就不需要再浇水了。
Low maintenance, we like it.
我们不喜欢做这些苦工。
Because we could just go to the grocery store and get the food, right?
我们就到店里面去买水果。
You understand, they didn't have marina back then, okay? And this is a very big deal for them.
那时候他们并没有永和超市，所以他们如果没有了果子，是很辛苦的事情。
It's like us saying, though there is no marina.
这就跟我们现在说没有了永和超市一样，是一件困难的事。
There's no food at all. There's no Chinese food in Cupertino.
在 Cupertino 没有中国食物，那是很痛苦的。
But joking aside, though things are tough, though I don't understand why my kids are the way they are. I don't understand.
当情况非常困难的时候，我的孩子为什么变成这个样子？我不能明白。
Though I don't know where I'm heading in my life, or I don't know my direction, or what I'm going to do with my job.
我不知道我要往哪里去，不知道我的工作在哪里，不知道我的前程是如何。
Or maybe I lost my job, and it doesn't make sense why God would not provide for me.
也许我刚刚丢了工作，我不明白为什么神让我丢了工作。
And though this loved one of mine has yet to know God.
但是我所爱的亲人，他还不认识神。
In verse 18, it says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
但十八节说，然而我要因耶和华欢心。
I will be joyful in God, my Savior, the one who saves me.
因救我的神喜乐。
The Lord, the Sovereign Lord, is my strength.
这至高神是我的力量。
He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights.
他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
He's the one that gives me strength. He gives me the ability to go on. This God.
神让我们有能力可以继续往前走。
When we look at our situations, what's amazing is that you and I can live above them.
这很奇妙的事情是我们可以超越我们的环境。
Because God is our strength, our hope, we're able to not be dictated by the circumstances that we are in.
因为神是我们的力量，我们就不会被环境所左右，我们可以超越我们的环境。
That means anything that comes our way, we could in turn turn that into an opportunity for good.
那就是为什么每一件困难环境临到我们的时候，我们可以转变这个环境，成为一个成长的机会。
And I understand, I know, and sometimes I don't know, that it could be really hard.
我知道有时候是非常的困难。
A lot of times situations are so hard, we get thrown down with it.
有时候困难到一种程度，我们整个人瘫痪了。
But I believe if Habakkuk was able to get to a point that he was able to get to, I believe there's hope for us.
如果哈巴谷可以经过这样困难的一个环境而生存下来，我相信我们也可以。
And we can fill in the blank. Though blank, yet I will rejoice.
我们可以来做一下填充题。虽然这个环境怎么样，但是我还是可以喜乐。
See, what questions for God, or just what questions are you, am I struggling with today?
在你里面对神有什么样的问题呢？
Maybe there's
你在挣扎些什么呢？
Maybe there's an area in your life that you have yet to understand, that you just don't understand.
可能在你生命里面有些事情你实在不能明白。
And you ask God, why did you do this? I never got an answer for that. Or why didn't you do that?
神啊，你为什么这样做？我从来不明白你为什么这样做。
So maybe we can all think of something in our life right now that it just doesn't make sense.
那也许我们就要承认，有时候神真的我们没有办法理解。
And I want us to step back and look at this.
我们退一步来看。
And think, how can I turn this into an opportunity for growth?
我怎么样让这个困难的环境变成一个成长的机会？
How can this maybe even terrible situation be a good thing?
怎么样让这个很糟的环境变成是一个好事？
How can times when God makes sense, when it makes no sense, how can that be good?
当神不能够让我们理解的时候，怎么样这个可以成为一个好的机会？
You know, I had a lot of questions for God throughout my life, like I shared just a few.
我在我生长的过程中，我对神有很多的疑问。
And sometimes I still do.
我仍然还有很多的疑问。
And some God has graciously been loving enough to show me the answers.
有些问题，神的慈爱让我得到了解答。
But many have yet or may not ever be answered.
可能有些事情我永远不会有答案。
Does God still make no sense sometimes?
神仍然常常不能理喻吗？
Many times.
很多时候是这样子的。
Because as long as I'm finite and he's infinite, he's never ever going to make full sense to me.
当我是这样子的有限，而神是这样子的无限，当我想到这个的时候，我就知道，很多时候神是不能让我给理解的。
And that's a good thing because God is infinite.
这是一件非常好的事情，因为这一位神他是永恒是无限的。
Because if somehow he makes every sense to us, it's always clear, and somehow he has to explain to us everything that he does.
如果这位神每一件事情要给我们解释的清楚，然后我们都可以听得懂。
Then who is really God, and where's the room for faith?
那神是谁呢？那我们又需要信心做什么呢？
And how will I ever have the opportunity to really depend upon him when things don't make sense and grow out of that?
我们在事情不是很清楚的时候，我们学习怎么样来信靠他。
It could be a good thing.
是一件好事。
It's a good thing when we come to God honestly and we just listen to His perspective.
这是一件好事。当我们来祷告的时候，来到神的面前，我们祷告，我们聆听。
And we have faith and we trust in his character, that he's good.
我们用信心来信靠他的属性。
And as a result, I can rejoice.
结果是我就可以在他里面有喜乐。
That though all these things don't happen, or all these things are happening, that I rejoice in the Lord. He is my strength.
不管外面发生了什么事，或者是没有发生什么事，我在他里面永远有喜乐。
When God makes no sense.
当神不能被我们理喻的时候,
it could actually be a good thing.
可能这是一件好事。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you, Lord, for being a good God to us.
神啊，我们谢谢你，你是一位这么好的一位神。
That somehow when we don't understand the big picture that you do.
当我们不能够理会这个整个图案的时候。
And you're a loving God, and we know and put our faith in that.
你是这样子慈爱的神，当我们信靠你的时候。
But God, help us, because many times things are so tough and things are hard in our lives.
当我们的环境变得很黑暗，我们有很多困难的时候。
Forgive us as during those times we forget you and we turn to other things.
原谅我们在这样的时候，我们常常忘记了你。
But help us to know that it's during those times that you are still holding us and that you're still faithful.
你让我们明白，在这样困难的环境里面，你仍然牵着我们的手。
In the midst of it, we can grow. We can know you more.
我们可以在这样子的环境里面成长，我们可以多来认识你。
Help us, God, to come before you faithfully, come before you honestly.
神啊，帮助我们，我们可以来到你的面前，很诚实的来到你的面前。
Allow you to speak to us, allow you to speak to our hearts, allow you to change us from inside out.
你来对我们的心说话，你来改变我们。
That as you give us your perspective, that we would put faith and trust in your character.
你让我们能够看见更多我们当看的，让我们在你里面的信心可以完备。
And then we could truly know what it's, when it says we can rejoice and we could take joy in the midst of pain, in the midst of trial.
那我们就可以在你里面有喜乐，不管外面是有多么的痛苦，多么的黑暗。
Thank you, Lord, that being in you, no trial, no test can be wasted.
我们谢谢你，因为在你里面所有的试炼都不是浪费的。
That you love us so much, God, that you want to shape our character.
你爱我们，你是如此的爱我们，你为的是要塑造我们的性格。
That you actually let these things happen because you love us.
你让这些事发生在我们身上，是因为你爱我们。
Thank you that we have hope in you.
谢谢你，我们在你里面有信心。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们就是这样子奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.